Yes.
Good morning, sir. What is your name, sir? Can you hear me, sir? Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, can you hear me, sir?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, you're coming in a little low, but I think we can hear you. Okay, sir, for the record, may I get you to state your name and ADC number, sir?
My name is Tyler O'Brien O'Kanga. My ADC number is 318-025.
Thank you, Mr. McClendon. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Chemistry this morning for the one allegation on the warrant. And based upon information that we have, we were notified of this hearing back on April the 4th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
That's how I was notified. I was kind of on the streets.
Well, according to this, on April the 4th, we did sign the notification of board hearing on April the 4th.
Yes, sir, I did. Oh. I did when I got back to here. Yes, sir, I did.
Okay, sir. And on that notification, it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. You don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing this morning, and they are the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I will be serving as your panel chair. We also have in the room with us today the gentleman that you should be able to see there, and that is Mr. Grady. Mr. Grady is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. McClendon and Mr. Grady, we both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth. Nothing but the truth will help you broaden your soul forward.
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you. Ms. McClendon, as I stated before, you have one allegation on your warrant, and I am going to read it. And once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report in person to your assigned parole officer at South Mountain Parole Office, 801 South 16th Street in Phoenix, within one working day after your release by 10 a.m. on or about September 6, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown. This was in a struggle from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. McClendon, I'm going to move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he is delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Great.
Agreed. Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, and seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now, sir, we are going to prepare to go into phase two of your hearing. At the end of phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. Your first step in phase two, sir, is going to be we're going to get some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. After we get that, then we'll come back and talk and ask questions, and then we'll go from there. So at this point, we're going to get some background information from Mr. Grady. So if you can hold on, we'll be back to you shortly, sir. Mr. Grady, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Layden was admission to OC on September 5th, 2017, and was arrested on March 25th of 2018 by Peoria PD. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on March 25th of 2018. He is in CCP of July 22nd of 2018 that reflects 200 of found days. Current conviction, 2017, burglary tools possession, 1 year. He has no prior convictions. One term with DOC is CUIR scores of 34, mental health scores of 1, substance abuse scores of 1. He has no gang affiliation, no prior term supervision. This hearing violations are moderate with violence and drugs noted. Other arrests, 2011 domestic violence, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2013 domestic violence, Georgia, misdemeanor conviction, probation. Is a community risk score of a G1 V2.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Brady. Okay, let's go bring the reader back to you. We want to just talk to you for a few moments. We're looking at your case supervision summary. We do take note that when you were approved to reside at TLC in Phoenix, and then you failed to report and establish residence at your approved residence, and there was no other residence that had been approved. So you never made it to TLC, sir. Is that correct, sir?
No, sir, I didn't. When the transit dropped me off at 27th in Gambier, and I had 15 minutes to walk, I didn't have money for a bus ticket or a taxi, and I just didn't make it. And I guess I didn't. I should have walked all night till I got there, and I guess I decided to walk. You know, I just pretty much stayed in that area, and just didn't make the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
I really ain't got no, I don't have an excuse, just other than, you know, I should have made a different choice.
May I just ask a question or two, sir? You didn't think to find a way to contact your parole officer while you were out, sir? I only want to ask that question, perhaps, if you had contacted your parole officer.
I don't have any excuses.
Okay, so you don't have an excuse on that. Did you have any employment at all while you were out, sir?
I'm in job landscaping, yes, sir.
Okay. And I guess just a couple other questions. While you were out, did you use any drugs or alcohol, anything of that nature, sir?
No, sir. Like you said, I didn't get arrested on any new charges. I was on the streets, and that's pretty much it.
And what were you doing when the Peoria Police Department picked you up, sir?
I was at the bus stop, asleep.
Okay. Okay, sir. Now I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir. So, board members, yes, any questions for Mr. McClellan at this time? I don't see any at this time, sir. Therefore, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a statement to the board without repeating yourself, but anything else you want to tell the board at this time before the board goes into discussion and makes a decision this morning, sir. Anything else, sir?
I would just like for y'all to maybe take into consideration that I didn't get any charges, and I'm not a flight risk or anything besides the fact that I didn't report, and I'm just trying to use the benefits of the interstate compact system to get back home to Georgia. So that's also another reason why I would like to get out on parole a little early, so I can use the benefits to get moved back home. And other than that, I just, you know, ask for a little mercy.
Okay, sir. So now, sir, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And in the state of Arizona, we will operate under the open meeting law. We will discuss this. Whatever we say will be said to you so that you can listen. So please listen. Don't hang up the phone. And following our discussion, the board will make its determination at that point. The board is now in discussion. I find that Mr. McClendon is a very interesting young man. He somehow he got dropped off at the wrong place, and he could not walk forward to get to TLC, where he was supposed to have been, and as a result of that, he just ended up absconding for the 200 days. If he had to just somehow found his way to his two parole officer, perhaps, and I use the word perhaps here, they would have dropped the warrant, and he would have the opportunity of speaking to him this morning. My situation with this one is the fact that he did abscond for 200 days, and we don't know what he was doing during that period. I know he said he was working, but he did not have a parole officer that he was in contact with to verify anything that was going on. Therefore, as one board member and one board member only, I'm not in favor, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members. Board members, therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. McWilliams, DOC number 318025, violated the terms and conditions of supervision that he was to report in as much as he scummed for some 200 days during that period. The Department of Correction had no idea where he was. As he said, he was employed, but unfortunately, well, we had no way of confirming that. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke this community supervision based upon the same. Motion by myself, C.T. Rice, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, by the Honorable Mr. Neal agrees, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson agrees. Therefore, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, on July the 22nd of this year, you will be released, and you won't have to report to a parole officer. You'll be on your own. You won't even have to get an interstate compact. You can just find a ticket and get back to Georgia at that time, sir. So thank you so very much for your participation, and your hearing is over, sir. Thanks again, sir. And please put the seal 3 back on the form, sir.